This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana today. The scheme aims to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who have passed class 10th by providing specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years. Prime Minister also distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Insurance for all is a key part of social security and crucial in eradicating poverty." The Prime Minister said, "Women have played a crucial role in taking the banking services to the villages." Mr. Modi said, "His government has taken unprecedented steps for women empowerment in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said, "It is important that women get ample opportunities to become empowered and move forward." Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone of main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University in Karnal. Earlier today, the Prime Minister visited Rajasthan and inaugurated the three-day Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi emphasized that this century is driven by technology and data. He said India is demonstrating the true power of democracy, demography and data to the world. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred by multiple adjournments today over various issues. Treasury and opposition benches traded barbs over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and alleged links of Congress leaders with a prominent US-based foundation. Amid the ongoing logjam, both houses were adjourned for the day. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Mohammad Jashimuddin in Dhaka this afternoon, including delegation-level discussions between the two neighbouring countries. Mr. Misri, who was on a day-long visit to Dhaka, also held a separate one-on-one meeting with the Bangladesh Foreign Secretary. Talking to reporters in Dhaka, Mr. Misri said that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. The Foreign Secretary mentioned that he discussed the entire gamut of issues. The Foreign Secretary said they discussed certain recent developments and issues in Bangladesh, and he conveyed concerns including those related to the safety and welfare of the minorities. President Draupadi Murmu will address a program organized by the National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi tomorrow on the occasion of Human Rights Day. Human Rights Day is observed every year on 10th December. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. The theme emphasizes that human rights are not just aspirational, but also a practical tool for empowering individuals and communities to create a better future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired the 4th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission meeting in Manama today. During his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the expanding scope of India-Bahrain cooperation encompassing trade, investment, defense and maritime security. Dr. Jaishankar noted India's recent joining of the Combined Maritime Forces headquartered in Manama as a step towards strengthening regional maritime security. Ministry of Education has announced the material cost under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman by 13.7%. The ministry in a statement said that the material cost has been enhanced from 5.45 rupees to 6.19 rupees for primary and Balvatika classes and from 8.17 rupees to 9.29 rupees for upper primary classes. The revised rate has come into effect from 1st of this month. The central government will bear the additional cost of over 425 crore rupees in financial year 2024-25 on account of this enhancement. The new rates will be applicable across all states and UTs. However, they are free to contribute more than their prescribed share. In the World Chess Championship underway in Singapore, Indian challenger D. Gukesh lost the 12th game to defending champion Ding Liren of China. This has again tied the score at 6 points each between the two. And that is the end of this news bulletin.